This is the Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Murray. Blaster Talk Show makes your day amazing.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie, and my guest today has many talents. He's a singer, songwriter, rapper, and also a producer. Of course, I'm talking about Maceo Musa. Hi, Maceo. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? I'm fine.
All right.
I'm good. I've been taking it day by day.
All right, I'm very happy to have you here on Blaster Talk Show.
Hey, listen, I am happy my damn self to be here on the Blaster Talk Show. I'm truly grateful. I'm grateful.
Thank you very much. We're happy to have you here. So, last year you released 6 solo projects, which caught the attention of many industry songwriters and artists. Can you tell me more about those projects?
You know, those projects, they were just me just really putting my foot out there saying, hey, look, like, I'm here. Like, this is my time, you know, and regardless of who wants to act like they don't see me, you know, this is me. This is what I can do. And this is what I'm going to continue doing. And I just want to show the world that not only is the quality great, but also the quantity is great too. So, yeah, that's something that'll never stop. You know, those projects, it just was me truly just investing and diving deep into all my emotions. And,
yeah,
you know, that's what you get. You know, I'm always going to have something to talk about. I'm always going to have something to, you know, just make a song about or tell a story about. It's always going to be that because, you know, it's life. And, you know, I had just, at that time, I had so much pent up inside of me. So, that's what you get.
Yeah, and can you tell me what you're working on right now? What's new?
You know, I have a couple of surprises up my sleeve. You know, recently I just dropped another project. You know, it's kind of like a self-titled project. You know, it's called Musa. It's out now, it's everywhere. But I have a whole lot more in store, you know, before this year's over with. Also going into, you know, next year. But I ain't gonna talk too much about that.
All right, but are you planning any music videos soon?
Oh, man. Yeah, so I do plan to make a music video. I do plan to make a lot of videos, actually. But, I mean, I'm not even gonna lie to you. I'm just one of those artists where, you know, I don't really play those games. I don't too much care about making, like, you know, a music video, but that's definitely something that, okay, I do want to try at least. So I have plans, you know, very, very soon, just when all this works out.
And how does this current global situation impact your music career?
All right, so this current situation right here, like, with everything going on, it didn't really like slow me down. It didn't really impact me.
That's great.
It's great.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it did stop, like, you know, it stopped a couple shows. It stopped a couple things I had lined up. But, you know, even with that, you know, you just got to find a blessing.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I've been able to do. I've been able to fully just sit with all of these raw emotions that I never dealt with. And I get to really channel all of these things and convert them into, you know, just more music. I get to really just create how I truly want to, no limitations.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And, you know, currently right now, no, I don't really have anything lined up because, you know, due to just everything going on, they say, hey, well, you know, it looks like all this stuff is starting to pick back up. And I'm just like, man, whatever. But,
right.
Hey, if, you know, there's anybody out there, you know, you're trying to book me, hey, you know, I'm always going to be willing to make it. I'm always going to be willing to put on the show. So, I mean, hell, if it ain't going to stop you, it ain't going to stop me.
All right. That's an amazing spirit. So can you tell me what's next for the upcoming months?
So what's next for the upcoming months?
Yeah, what are you working on?
Now I do plan on having, you know, like a mini tour, a mini European tour. I do plan on it, but just due to how everything's going, I don't really know. It just all depends on, okay, you know, if everything just works out the way it's supposed to work out. But I mean, we'll see with that. Aside from that, you know, hopefully put out a video, since, you know, a lot of people, they want to see a video. I mean, I got a song that, for starters, that, yeah, you know, I do want to shoot a music video too, so we're gonna see how that goes. But aside from that, yeah, I mean, more music, you know, that's never gonna change.
We are very much looking forward to that, and we have our fingers crossed that this situation will finally come to an end, and that all of our musicians will be able to, you know, perform, have tours and everything. Okay, so are you planning any duets in the future, or maybe collabs?
Any duets? So the only thing I can really think about, like, you know, I plan on collabing with a few people.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Cal Lil. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's somebody who, you know, who basically, you know, kind of helped introduce me or usher me in, yeah, you know, as far as music, you know. And he's also part of, he's the other half of, you know, the group we have. You know, it's called Dynasty. Y'all should check us out. But
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, aside from him, aside from, let's see, who else? You know, you got Ashy B. You know, that's another great friend. But you know, aside from them two, I don't really. Not too funny. You know, when it just comes to me and making music, I mean, you just never know. You just never know.
Yeah.
But those, as far as right now, as far as any duets, those are the only two that I'm really going to like work with, or you'll really catch me working with.
All right, so now I have a few really random questions. So are you ready?
Okay, yeah. I'm ready. Go ahead, lay it on me.
All right, but before that, we're taking a very short commercial break. So everyone stay with us.
This season is brought to you by Malade Studios, experts in custom lyric video production. Need lyric video? Try before you buy. Malade Studio.
All right, everyone, we're back. This is Blaster Talk Show. My name is Hannah Marie, and today I have with me amazing Maceo Musa. Okay, Maceo, so my first question for you is, what's your favorite food?
Okay, favorite food? I don't really have like a favorite food per se.
All right.
I mean, I have like a favorite food group,
oh,
which is, you know, mainly like soul food. And if not soul food, then definitely seafood. I love seafood. I do love seafood. But, you know, just a cross between, you know, and soul food is just basically like, you know, macaroni and cheese,
yeah,
collard greens, you know, chicken, rice, corn, all the other stuff, you know. So it just truly all depends.
Okay, sounds pretty delicious to me. So my next question is, are you a cat person or a dog person, and do you have any pets of your own?
Okay, so I'm definitely a dog person.
All right.
Yeah, I'm a dog person. I don't know. It's not that I don't like cats. It's just, nah. I don't really see myself like really owning like a cat. And I do have pets. You know, I have a dog.
Yeah.
You know, his name's Tyson.
Oh.
He's a Staffordshire Terrier. So he looks like a pit bull, but he's not a pit bull.
All right.
But as annoying, as much as a baby as he is, you know, I love him. I love him. That's my little son.
All right. So my next question is, if you had a choice between two superpowers, being invisible or flying, which one would you choose and why?
Man. Okay. So no lie, growing up, I used to want to be invisible. But, you know, as I got older, I definitely want to just, like, fly.
All right.
And the reason I want to fly is just, come on, like, you know, growing up, you see Superman, you see, you just see all these other superheroes that are able to just fly and,
yeah,
you know, just travel whenever they want to travel. I don't know. I just think it'd be pretty cool. I just truly think that, like, it'll definitely save me money as far as, you know, getting a car and you got to put gas in the car and all that. So, yeah, you know, I'm just looking at the impact. I'm looking at how efficient that'll be, you know. Just be like, oh, you know what? Out of here. Like, you know, yeah. I definitely would want to fly.
All right, interesting answer. And also, it would be very eco-friendly, I must say, to fly on your own, not use cars or anything. That sounds great, actually. Okay, so my next question. Is there anything you would like to say to all the people out there that support you?
Okay, so the message to my supporters. I just want to tell you all that I deeply, deeply appreciate you. Because without you, there would be no me. You know, I would like to thank everybody for just taking the time out of their day to, you know, even give me a listen, to even check me out, to even be like, you know what, I'm interested a little bit, so let me click up on his profile, let me see what he's about.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, my message is just to prove that, you know, we all got to start somewhere. We all got to start somewhere, and if, you know, you may not start off having the best. You may not start off being the best. But at the end of the day, you know, you started. And by starting, over time, you'll get better. Not only in your talent, but you'll get better in just your overall, you know, being. So, yeah, I just want to tell everybody out there, you know, that supports me, thank you, thank you, thank you. I truly do appreciate it. I truly do. It never is a dull moment when somebody tells me, hey, you know, your music, yeah, you know, it changed my life. Or your music, hey, it helped keep me alive. I truly do appreciate everybody, like, wholeheartedly. I really do.
That was an amazing message. Maceo, thank you so much for your time. It was great having you here on Blaster Talk Show, and I will be happy to talk to you again anytime.
Thank you to everybody who has given me this opportunity on the Blaster Talk Show. I really appreciate it. I appreciate, you know, being able to share this airtime with you guys, and not only with you guys, but also with, you know, your fans, your supporters. Thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. It was our pleasure, and we would be happy to have you here on our show anytime. All right, guys, this was Blaster Talk Show with Hannah Marie. Thank you so much for listening, and please stay tuned.
Make sure to follow Blaster Magazine on Facebook and Instagram. Would you like to be our guest? Contact our press team today.